The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. You may have seen the results of a recent poll in the newspaper that said Christmas as a holiday is becoming less religious, more secular. In fact, I think the statistics were for the religious part below 50%. Well, without Jesus Christ, nothing is of importance. There is nothing really without Jesus Christ, because the scriptures tell us that everything was created for him and everything was created through him. So if you move Jesus out of the picture, and he's the primary character of Christmas, you really have nothing. So we Christians are called to keep practicing our faith, which puts Jesus Christ front and center in our lives. And yes, we can do the holiday things that everybody does, but always to make sure that people know why we're doing it. We're doing it because of Jesus Christ, the Savior. That is what it's all about. And there are really four things that Christmas tells us, and not just Christmas alone, the birth, the nativity of Jesus Christ, but the whole story of salvation, beginning with Jesus' birth and concluding with his ascension into heaven. So we always have to think in terms of the whole story: his birth, his ministry on earth, where he preached, he fed people, he healed people, then he suffered a terrible death on the cross, he rose from the dead and ascended to the right hand of the Father. We always got to remember that's all part of the story. And that story tells us, as I say, four things. Number one, God came to save us. God became a human being to save us. No one else could do it. Moses couldn't do it. Abraham couldn't do it. David couldn't do it. John the Baptist couldn't do it. No one else but God himself could do it. So he took on flesh to become one of us, to show us how to be saved. And when I say he came to bring us salvation, to save us, I'm not suggesting that all we have to do is believe that, but we have to practice that belief. We have to say to the Lord, "Yes, Lord, I want to be saved, and therefore I will be your disciple." The second thing that this feast tells us is that God loves us. He loves every single one of us as an individual. There are no generic human beings. As Scripture tells us, God knows how many hairs we have on our heads. Every one of us. He knows everything. And he loves all of us, and he wants us to know that. Why else would he come to earth, become a powerless human being, be laid in a filthy manger in a stable, if he really wasn't about proving his love for us, his commitment to us? So he wants us to know that he loves us. Thirdly, he wants us to love him. He wants us to love him, to enter into this wonderful relationship of intimate love. In fact, the Song of Songs, which is a book in the Old Testament, depicts God as a lover pursuing his beloved. And that's God. He's always pursuing us. We are his beloved. In the imagery of the church, God is the bridegroom and the church is the bride. We're all part of that bride, the church. So God is pursuing each and every one of us, wooing us, inviting us to enter into an intimate love relationship with him, to pour out our souls and our minds and our hearts to him. Because again, he's the only one that can truly fulfill our heart's desires. Nothing else can. We get glimpses here and there. For example, in human marriage, we get glimpses of what that's all about. But the fulfillment of it, the perfection of it, only comes through our intimate union with Christ, which comes in heaven. And fourthly, God doesn't just want us to come to heaven as we are. God wants to share his divine nature with us. So he is helping us to become more and more like him, to take on his divinity so that we can more fully share in his divine glory for all eternity. In ancient times, the fathers of the church put it this way. They said, God became a man so that man could become God. Now, that doesn't mean we will take the place of God, but rather we will share more and more and more in God's infinite, eternal divinity and go beyond our mere mortal natures. We will be not mortal, we will be immortal. We will be divine beings, very much like God, so that we will really be sharing in the fullness of his life. So, what a gift. There is no greater gift than that. The gift of God's love, the gift of God's salvation, the gift that God wants us to have so that we can share in his divinity. Now, is that what we want? When we think of Christmas or any day, is Jesus always front and center? Do we think of those things that God desires for us? Salvation, love, divinity. Are we looking forward to that? Are we working towards that? And God has given us everything we know, all the information we need, the rules, the regulations, the laws, the commandments, so forth and so on, everything we need to know so that we can be faithful in following him. So one day, we will be judged in a way that will bring us into eternal paradise. So this feast that we're celebrating really is an earth-shattering celebration. It's not just, you know, beautiful Christmas trees and decorations, but it's the amazing gift of God to all of us that he loved us so much that he was willing to become one of us, to really, in a sense, diminish his glory so that he could be with us, work with us, guide us, heal us, feed us, do all those things that we need so that we could come to know his love and in return, love him back and be his faithful disciples. So I said at the beginning, without Jesus, this day or any day is nothing because everything was made through Jesus Christ. All was created for him. We were created for Jesus. So how well do we know this Jesus for whom we were created? How well are we working at our faith so that we can expand it and know the love of God and love God in return and love our neighbor as God loves us? So we always have a lot of work to do, even though tomorrow morning there will probably be Christmas trees on the sides of the roads. Christmas really, really never ends because the Mass, which really includes all of the great feasts of the church, especially the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his death, we're always being reminded, we're always being replenished with his readings, with his word, with his body and blood, so that we can be more faithful each and every day. But it's always up to us to say, yes, Lord, I want to renew my baptismal promises. I want to renew my promise that I will be faithful to you. I want to become a good disciple. So as a church, as a community, we're called to continue to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, the birth of Christ, all the things that he did, and to support one another in our efforts to be like Jesus Christ. So we celebrate today's feast with great joy and anticipation, and also with a recommitment, hopefully, a recommitment that if we've been slack, if we have moved away from Christ, that we want to get back on that path that he has given us, so that one day we can share in his divine glory, so that one day we can be counted among the saints and the angels who are with us right now, celebrating this wonderful feast in our midst. So let's pray that we will do that and go forth, practice it, and share this good news, share the light of Christ, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. And the world is very dark in so many places, and we have the opportunity to bring the light of Christ to other people. So let's recommit ourselves to doing that so that we can more fully celebrate this day and every day which Christ gives us as a way of proving that we want to be his loving and faithful disciples.